Well, listen, you have Brascom and Brazil IT.
Yeah.
And those organizations are, I would say, they're doing a good job with the limited resources, the limited funding they have, but it's still not enough. These individual, and I mean, as recent as yesterday, I spent, and this is by mere coincidence, because we did a video shoot at our OTV studios in New York yesterday. I had 7 people in from Brazil. So my discussions are recent as yesterday, and both on the provider side and several clients. So if you talk to a client that's outsourced to Brazil, they're very, very happy. So once the connection is made and the deal is consummated, it's all goodness. The most common denominator I've seen in the discussion with buyers recently has been the time zone, a big plus. Cultural compatibility, huge plus. Agile computing, big plus. And in several cases, is the innovation. Just overall, just very smart, innovative people. So basically, left side of the brain and right side of the brain, right? Not necessarily standard practice with programmers in general. That's not what they get paid to do. Typically, okay, here's my idea, you go build it.
Yeah.
So I just heard those. And so, but then the question is, why is the majority of the banking or financial community still not caught on? And to me, I see it as, back to, as I mentioned, I see it as sales and marketing play. You know, an ideal world, there'd be more budget and resources dedicated to education, educating the marketplace as to why Brazil, and more feet on the street here, building relationships, and helping to automate. Now, is that changing? It is changing somewhat. I'd say more so now than 5-6 years ago. But still, it's inadequate. I think if you asked any of the service providers, any one of them would tell you that they would welcome a greater marketing budget or a bigger sales team.